This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
دروس من المسجد النبوي الشريف.
In English.
In English.
In English.
Can all of you see this? You know what this is? Anybody? Going once, going twice? This is called a mud. You know, we talked about earlier, the one who has a chronic illness and cannot fast the month of Ramadan. The one who has a chronic illness. One where that he does not expect to be cured from. And one which he is not able to fast with. What does he do? What is his obligation? He can't fast the month of Ramadan. So what is his obligation? He has to feed a poor person for every day that he missed. So it's going to be either 29 or 30 days. The Shaykh Rahimahullah mentioned at that particular time, I'll hold it up again, okay? Don't worry. I'll hold it again, don't worry. I'll let you, just give it a second, inshallah. The Shaykh mentioned, rahimahullah, that those people have two options of feeding. They can either gather the poor people together, okay, and then they give them a cooked meal, lunch or dinner. Okay, so they bring five people together, five, and they have to be masakeen, by the way. It's not just any person that you feed. The people have to be miskeen, meaning they have to be either poor or disadvantaged. Okay. So what do? They either gather them five, six at a time, or all 30 at one time, whatever, and they feed them a prepared meal. Or they give them a half a sa'r for every day that they missed. So they give this person, this miskeen, they give them a half a sa'r. What is a half a sa'r? A sa'r is 4 muds. Okay? This is a mud. Now, how do we measure this? The way that you do it is, for example, just imagine we had a bucket of rice here, for example, or barley. You would dip this in, okay, until it's full, and then put more on so that it's heaping. Okay, so it has to be heaping. It's not level. If it's level, it's not a mud. The mud has to be heaping, like this, okay? That is 1 mud. If you do that twice, then it is 2 muds, which is half of a sa'r. Half of a sa'r. Clear? Alright, so 4 of these equal a sa'r. 2 of them equal half of a sa'r. 4 of these is what is given for zakat al-fitr. We'll cover that tomorrow, inshallah, but I just want you to be able to see this, so that you can understand what is a mud. Because a lot of people say, yeah, mud is two handfuls. Like we talked about before, that's going to vary from person to person. Big hands, smaller hands. This is the prophetic mud. This is similar to the one that was used at the time of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. And this has come to us today by way of isnad. So the person who gave this to me, Allah yahfadhu, he got it from his sheikh, who got it from his sheikh, who got it from Zayd ibn Thabit, radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Because he was the one, Zayd ibn Thabit was the one who used to do the zakat al-fitr for the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. Right? So I wanted you to see this today, bidnillahi ta'ala. We'll cover zakat al-fitr tomorrow, inshallah, because there are some issues that come up with zakat al-fitr every year. Does it have to be food? Can it be money? Can it be... So we're going to deal with that tomorrow, bi-idhnillahi tabaraka wa ta'ala. Okay, excellent, mashallah. So the brother says, how many kilos is this? Tayyip. If you fill it up, and I want you to pay attention because there's a very good point. If you fill this up with cotton, how many kilos is it going to be? 1 kilo? Cotton, like cotton that you make your clothes out of. Maybe 10 grams. Tayyip. If you fill it up with lead, maybe 6, 7, 8 kilos, Allahu a'lam. This is why the mud is not a measurement of weight. It's a measurement of volume. It's a measurement of volume. Now, the scholars have said with good wheat, al-burr al-jayyid, right? For good wheat, a mud is approximately 2 kilos and 40 grams. Okay? Yani, you could say 4.5 pounds. Sorry? Lala, a sa' of wheat. But for a sa' of rice, okay, it's more. It's more like 2.5 kilos. Okay? And a mud is a quarter. A mud is a quarter of a sa'. A mud is a quarter of a sa'. So again, in terms of volume, it's approximately, a sa' is approximately 3.2 liters volume. Because this is approximately 0.8 liters. Volume, okay? Now, I need 800 milliliters, approximately. Now. For the expiation, for one who cannot fast in the month of Ramadan. Yes, his expiation is a half sa'. It has to be given to a needy person, okay? And you can't give more than one to the same person, okay? But for zakat al-fitr, which we'll cover tomorrow, no, it's a full sa'.
شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان